Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. Are you having a great day today? I had a really good day, and tonight I want to bring you a teaching that will bless you. It's called Obeying Jesus' Doctrine Saves. Obeying Jesus' doctrine saves. Most people in America and around the world that I communicate with and the people I preach to here in America who claim Christ are affected by the corrupt churchianity and their corrupt gospel of believing in Jesus for salvation, but obedience, clinging to doctrine, plays very little to no part in their faith or salvation. Is that what God's Word teaches? We're going to talk about it. They rely on grace alone, faith alone. They'll cry that out often. It's not in the Bible, faith alone, grace alone. I'm going to show you what's in the Bible with a lot of scripture verses. Now, this is a fact I want to bring up here. It is foreign to God's Word to separate faith and obedience, even for salvation. I'm going to prove it to you. And obeying Jesus' doctrine is the fruit that you have, God working in you, a genuine faith unto salvation. We're going to cover that. First, I want to be very clear, as I always teach this, we need Christ's perfect righteousness. We've ruined our own by sinning. 2 Corinthians 5:21, He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. But we can't rest there. Oh no, we must do our part because we're in a covenant. He's done His part. Now we have a part to do. Amen? Amen. That's so true. The Word of God is so clear how we live, and if we obey, producing fruit is proving our genuine faith and His working in us that leads to salvation. It is faith and works. They always go hand in hand. Go read James 2. James says works justifies your faith. Works prove your faith. Works show your faith. Yeah, go read James 2. Now remember, again, we are in a covenant. We're in a blood covenant. Jesus did His part, stretched out His arm, said it is finished. He's the perfect Savior. He did it perfectly. But we have a part to do. How do I know this? Well, in Luke 13, Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try and they can't. If it's just faith alone and grace alone, why is there striving? I'm going to show you why they're striving, because it goes with faith and works as part of a genuine faith. So let's look at some verses that the easy believe churchianity folks have no answer for. All right? And I want to show you this teaching that obeying Jesus' doctrine matters for salvation. All right? Evangelical easy believism, false teachers, they love to use Abraham and say, see, Abraham just believed and was given eternal life. Not actually true. Genesis 22:18, God says, and in thy seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham had faith and obedience and works. Otherwise, God would not have honored him. Let's keep going in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 11:27. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Verse 28. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Faith and works, obeying doctrine, saves. 1 Samuel 12:15, more Old Testament. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of God, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. God always required obedience, wanted obedience more than sacrifice. This is all part of a saving faith, obedience. In the Old Testament, it's proven over and over and over. Let's go to the New Testament. Now, you may say, well, yeah, now Jesus came. He died. He covers all of our sin. All we got to do is believe to eternal life, right? Actually, no. Holiness and obedience are required. You would be wrong if you believe it's faith alone, grace alone. I'm going to give you a bunch of proof right here. Let's get to it. Acts 5, 32-36. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who will obey him. This is why it's the fruit of holiness and obedience, because the Holy Spirit's working in us. If you don't want to obey God, God's not going to give you his Holy Spirit. You're probably a false convert. Verse 36 of Acts 25. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, of whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain and all. As many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. That's just finishing out Acts chapter 5. Let's go into the book of Romans. Romans 2:8. Brother Paul, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Yeah, Paul's talking there. The people that obey, on to eternal life. The people that rebel, the wrath of God is coming for them. Romans 6:16-18. Brother Paul, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness. Then Paul says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Faith and works, obeying Jesus' doctrines saves you. It goes together. Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth and crucified among you? Right? They weren't obeying the truth. They're not going to find salvation. That was the Jews' problem. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. I use this verse all the time. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you some verses from Jesus. You don't obey Jesus, you're not going to inherit eternal life. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. That goes with God giving the Holy Spirit to those who will obey him. Amen. Not faith and work, not faith alone, grace alone, but faith and works going together. How about Hebrews 11:8? Back to Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after he received an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Faith and works saved Abraham by obeying the Father. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure, fervent heart. Hey, the Word of God purifies us, doesn't it? If we're not obeying it, can we be purified? No, we cannot. 1 Peter 4:15 and 17, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? He's warning them, you don't obey, you're headed for the wrath of God. How about Jesus Christ's own words? Let me give you some verses from him. Matthew 15:8-9. These people draweth nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. If you keep false traditions, pagan Christmas, pagan Easter, churchianity ways, you worship God in vain. You're not going to make it into the kingdom. Very, very clear in God's word. Faith and works, holiness and obedience going together. How about John 3:19-21? And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil, that would be any sin, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and they are wrought in God. Dark and light, good and evil, obedience or sin, life or death, wrath or forgiveness. These all go together, folks. I'm showing you this in God's word. How about Jesus' words here? Matthew 6:15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So much for faith and grace alone. Jesus says, you better forgive, you better obey, or you won't be forgiven. How about John 4:24? Those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. If you're not in truth, you can't worship God. You're not even of God. Amen? Amen. And Jesus said this, John 15:24. And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into fire, and they're burned. If ye abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Faith and works, obedience, backing up your genuine faith. That's what Jesus was teaching. Finally, this in Revelation 3:12 from Jesus. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more go out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. You got to overcome to get that to happen. How do you overcome? Keeping the doctrines of Jesus Christ by a genuine faith. Amen. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. If you don't obey the truth, you're holding it in unrighteousness. God's wrath is coming for you. Ask the couple in Acts 5 who were killed over one lie. Yeah, that's what's going to happen if you hold the truth in unrighteousness. How about Ephesians 5:9? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. If you've got the Holy Spirit of God in you, truth, obeying it, keeping it, loving it, striving for it, will be the fruit of it. If you don't love the truth and you're not striving in it, you've got rotten fruit. You're a withered branch that's going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. I don't want that to happen to you. 1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for man-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Faith and works, genuine faith, follows a true, genuine, sound doctrine. Per Apostle Paul. 1 Timothy 6:3-5. And if any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw. See what happens when you don't obey the truth? you're not of God. You will not be in God's kingdom. How about 2 John 1:9? Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrines of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Doctrine saves, folks. If you've got a genuine faith, you're striving in that doctrine. Faith and works going together. 2 Thess 2:10-12. With all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. How many people I witnessed to claiming Jesus, faith alone, grace alone, just believe I'm going to heaven. They don't love the truth. They don't strive for the truth. They don't live for the truth. They don't study for the truth. They don't kill their flesh for the truth. Right here it says they're going to be deceived. They're unrighteous. They receive not the love of the truth. That's not the truth. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which rules in you, teaching you all truth. John 14, right? And verse 12, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you're doing sin, Christmas, Easter, pride, vanity, worldliness, churchianity, traditions, and you have pleasure in it, you like it, you're having pleasure in unrighteousness, it's going to lead to your damnation. You need to ponder that. 2 Thess 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, beloved brothers, or brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Believing the truth, obeying the truth, goes with a genuine saving faith. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they heap up to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. They shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. If you don't cling to the truth, you're going to end up following lies. Revelation 22 says, lies keep you out of the kingdom of God. There's another verse for you. Truth better matter to you if you have a genuine faith born of Christ. Hey, Hebrews 10:26, what a dire warning. For if we sin willfully, that means not keeping Christ's doctrine, after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins. It goes on to say, fiery indignation is coming. If you're not obeying, the wrath of God is coming for you. His children obey him. Do you have the fruit of being his child? Good question. James 5:19-20. This one slices faith alone and grace alone to pieces. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converteth him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. No more, so much for faith alone, grace alone. If you're in living in sin, you're headed for death, and a brother should turn you to save your soul. 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, that would be sin. We lie, and we have not the truth. If you walk in any willful sin and you won't repent of it, you're a liar. You're not born of the truth. You're not born of Christ. The Spirit of God's not at work in you. He's not guiding you to all truth. He's not convicting you. You're a liar. Liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Romans 8:12-14. Wherefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I love Romans 8. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you don't live in your flesh. You repent, you clean up your flesh, you crucify your man, your old man, your fleshly man. You walk in the Spirit of God. Last verse I give you from Brother Paul. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. That means instruction. That's what's in the New Testament and some of the Old Testament for us. Paul says, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Paul did not believe in faith alone, grace alone. Paul believed in a genuine faith that believed, obeyed, and strived in holiness, and the outcome was a person transformed, living for Christ, seeking his kingdom every day, not walking and keeping sin. Those are a whole bunch of verses I just shared with you. There's actually a bunch more. When you read the Word of God for its truth, versus going and cherry-picking verses out to defend your evangelical false sola ways, it's clear as day, folks. A genuine saving faith. We need Christ. We need his perfect righteousness. With God's Spirit working in us through new life, we are expected to obey the commandments of God, or we will be cut off as rebellious reprobates. Faith, works, holiness, and obedience have always been part of God's covenants. Go back and look at the covenants. Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Israel, the new blood covenant. It was always his word by faith, then walk in obedience. That's the condition. God does not love unconditionally. God has an offer to us for grace, but it comes with conditions. Amen. There's no such thing as grace alone, faith alone. These are lies from Martin Luther and the evangelicals that prop it up today. Ephesians 2 tells us that we are made for good works in this blood covenant, and unless you're performing them, striving in holiness and obedience, you are a branch that will be withered and cut off. You will not be part of that vine. I fear for you. That's why I preach the truth to you. I hope this is encouraging you with great fear to get going and start obeying God as fruit that you know him. Faith and works go together. James says it justifies you. Paul said continuing in them saves your soul, because it's the fruit. You have a genuine saving faith. Now, using God's word, we can tell that it is glorifying and honoring to God that we obey him. Many people will tell me, oh, you're taking God's glory by obeying and saying that you have part of the obedience. No, no, no. Listen, hear me here. It's the opposite. We don't just believe and expect God to do everything else for us as we live in sin and the flesh. That's not a powerful God. No, the opposite is true. We are transformed saints by his miraculous Spirit. We can live holy. We can overcome the flesh and sin. This is proof of the mighty transforming power of God and what Christ did. He came to set us free. We don't have to be prisoners anymore. He defeated death for us. He defeated sin for us. This is glorious that we can live sinless as much as possible. I don't teach sinless perfection. But we can walk in holiness and obedience and leave sin. This glorifies the Father. It doesn't steal glory from him. It's what he wants us to do. 1 John says that it brings him great joy when his children walk in the truth. If you live in sin willfully, churchianity ways, worldly ways, pride and vanity, pagan Christmas, pagan Easter, your hobbies take up more time than your service to God, whatever it may be, you're a stain against a holy God. You're not bringing God glory. God wants you to walk in his ways and as an obedient child. This brings glory and honor to our Savior. It's my prayer you repent of all your sin to the saving of your soul. Test yourself at the biblical gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection. It's the only way to eternal life. We need his perfect righteousness. Repent. Turn from all your sin, the world, man-made religion, pride, vanity, the culture's ways, whatever does not line up to God's word, God's doctrine. Repent from it. Turn from it. God sees a willing vessel. He'll give you the Spirit, a new heart and a new mind. When you have the Spirit of God, the fruit is goodness, truth, and righteousness. You want holiness and obedience. I get so tired of the people telling me they're born of God and they don't even want truth and righteousness and holiness and obedience. They love their sin more than they love God. They love the world more than they love God. They love pagan holidays, their pride and their vanity and their dress more than they love God. It's shown by their works. Yeah. Yeah, remember the great commandment, loving God, loving your neighbor. How do we love God? 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. That's the proof you love God, that you're keeping his commandments. So I hope you test yourself to that biblical gospel, repent to obedience and holiness and striving in the doctrine of Christ, because faith and works go together, doctrine matters, and yes, obeying Jesus' doctrine saves you, because it's proof that you have a genuine saving faith. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope that edified you and encouraged you today. Faith alone, grace alone, throw it in the theological garbage can. Read God's word and see the truth. A saving faith produces works of holiness, obedience, and sound doctrine is what pleases the Father. It's why he gave us the Holy Word of God. Hey, let me know how I can help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs, edifying, teaching, training, rebuking where needed. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We're finishing up on the homestead. Yeah, we're getting ready to hit the gospel road once again to go out and preach this glorious Savior and call men to repentance, to faith in Christ, and to obedience to the saving of their soul. We love you all. Till next time, thanks for sticking with me. May God be praised.